WBSM presents The Tim Weisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Weisberg Show.
Welcome back in hour number two of the program here on Friday morning. It is Fun Friday, brought to you by Dee's Hot Dogs in New Bedford. Even though we have some sad news to discuss this morning with the passing of Hulk Hogan. Again, you know, no matter how you felt about the guy in recent years with some of the controversies around him, he still is the reason why pro wrestling made it through the 80s and 90s, for sure. We would not have the giant global entity that is WWE today if not for his contributions to sports entertainment. But that's going to lead to today's Fun Friday question. Who is the greatest pro wrestler of all time? You knew there was going to be a wrestling Fun Friday question at some point anyway. And what better time than now? So that is the question for Fun Friday. Who is the greatest pro wrestler of all time? And it could be, you know, your favorite in terms of what you liked about them, or it could be technical ability. But come on, who is the greatest pro wrestler of all time? Hulk Hogan's not my favorite of all time, but you got to say that he belongs on the Mount Rushmore because of what he brought to the business. So anyway, that'll be the Fun Friday question. We were also talking about the New Bedford police officer, Officer Ta, who is a legal permanent resident, and Barry was provided a statement from the police department regarding that. So the question came, and by the way, I'm not going to read the whole statement again right now. Maybe I'll read the whole thing later on, but I'm just going to read this passage from Holly Huntoon, NBPD spokesperson. It is the longstanding policy of the NBPD that its officers must be U.S. citizens or permanent legal residents. NBPD regrets inaccurate information that has appeared on a frequently asked questions page on its website, which indicated incorrectly that only U.S. citizens are eligible for employment as New Bedford police officers. The webpage in question has since been corrected. So, I mean, that may be true, that it may have been the policy, that maybe they said, you know, sure, we'll take green card holders, essentially, is what a legal permanent resident is. And perhaps there are people who are on the police department now who are also legal permanent residents. Now, it's a little tricky when you get into some of this. Like, if you go and ask the police department how many people on the police department are legal permanent residents as opposed to U.S. citizens, they might be able to come back and give you a number. Then if you ask them, well, who are they? You know, then it's going to become a personnel matter and information that they might not necessarily give. They would give it to like ICE if they asked, but not, you know, talk radio hosts or everyday citizens. So, you know, there might be, not all questions might be able to be answered in the way that you want, but we can try to get as many of them as we can. And one of those is, well, if this has been a longstanding policy and it's just a mistake on the website, you know, where else might have this been? Can you pull up an Indeed ad to show us that, you know, in 2023 you put up this ad and it said, well, I Googled New Bedford police jobs. Indeed comes up as showing, you know, New Bedford police jobs, New Bedford area police jobs. Like, you can make that a search term, but there's nothing for the New Bedford Police Department on there, which is fine. Maybe they just don't use Indeed. It costs money to use things like that. And why do that when you've got your own website and the city website to be able to do that? But interestingly, we know that this is a position that is still open. They're still trying to get more police officers. The link to that job posting on the city website, not the police department website, but the city website, gave me a broken link. So when I clicked on that, the page that it took me to, I got to go back to that one. Oh, it logged me out. But it's, it basically said, you know, that page can't be found, kind of error message. There is a website called Police App that has a listing for New Bedford Police employment, but it does not give any of those details. It just links over to the New Bedford Police Department page. It also charges you $35 to apply through this website, which I think is stupid. But also, I just looked up some of the other kind of police adjacent jobs that are on the city website since I couldn't find the police officer job. And so, for example, a dispatcher position is listed on there, and that does not have any statement about citizenship. It doesn't say one way or the other. It's not mentioned at all for the dispatcher position. And that job listing was posted in July of 2023. So just trying to give you a little context for the question of, you know, was this policy listed anywhere else? If it was a omission on the New Bedford Police website. I also went to, caller, hang on, I'm going to get to you in 1 minute. I also went to the Internet Wayback Machine, which allows you to go back and see previous versions of a web page. And it's kind of fun sometimes to go on that and see, like, what did WBSM.com look like in 2015? And it's like, wow, what a different website it is now. But the Wayback Machine brought me to, when I put in the page for, you know, work with the NBPD, there was no frequently asked questions section for working with the police department when, as far back as the site goes, which was early 2024. It looks like that change in which that FAQ section was added happened between January of 2025 and February of 2025. So let's see if I can find the Wayback Machine still where I pulled it up. And the date on that was, oh, it's not the Wayback Machine. Hold on. Trying to give you the accurate information I can. Actually, it looks like this might have been April of 2025 that this FAQ was on there. Let me try the February one again. Sorry, I should have this information written down so I didn't have to click through it. Yeah, so it's not there in February. So between February and April of this year, that FAQ section was added that said that. And of course, it only said that you had to be a U.S. citizen, did not mention legal permanent resident. Now it's been updated since then to add that. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
Oh, hi.
How you doing?
Good. Boy, yesterday, that mind-numbing news, wasn't it? Poor guy. I mean, my kids, we couldn't get enough of wrestling, but you know, getting slammed around all the time. You're not going to last forever doing stuff like that.
Well, and also taking steroids is going to put pressure on your heart, too.
Well, yeah, that's bad, too. And everybody says, no, we don't do that. Yeah, they would do
it. Oh, no, he did it. He admitted to it.
Yeah, and even guys and gals that are not even in wrestling at all, they just go to the gym and they want to be all pumped up. Ugh. Not for a woman. I don't go for that. I'm sorry. But as far as the wrestlers go now, I don't know. How far you go. I mean, you're young, but back in the day, me and my kids, we couldn't get enough of that. My kids would sit on the floor right in front of the TV. We had a floor model, the old fashioned floor model TV, but they were nice big screen. And
you say that now, Mary. Hold on, Mary. You say that now. You're like, nice big screen. It was probably a 19-inch screen. It just seemed big in those days.
Yeah, it's true, but it made a nice piece of furniture because, you know, made of wood and everything.
Yeah, they put work into those. My grandmother had a beautiful one for many, many years.
You know something? I wouldn't mind having one now, but except I don't have cable. Talk about cable. We got papers on our door yesterday over here in the apartment building. And I know why they did that, because Xfinity has not roped in every single person that lives here yet. They ain't got me. When I moved in 11 years ago, I decided no more cable. I'm not giving those guys a stinking dime. They're crooks, and I think it said, if you're interested in cable and you don't have it, come on down to the meeting, and Xfinity's going to have two representatives here to give you a good deal. I don't care. I'm happy with my laptop. It's been a good size screen. I see whatever I want, and it's just the internet service I pay for, and I have the senior citizen discount right for that. I'm paying $15 a month, and I'm watching whatever the heck I want, except something that you have to order, like a special wrestling thing or a special movie, a new movie. You're not going to get that right away. But, I mean, I'm contented, and I'm happy. Now, are you old enough to remember the Von Erichs, the whole family?
Sure, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, there was suicide going on in that family. Right?
That family had a lot of problems. They recently made a movie about them. Last year, there was a movie about them called The Iron Claw.
Oh, so would that be out? Would I be able to get that right now, or so I got to wait longer?
I know it was streaming on Starz quite a while ago, probably about a year ago. So maybe I think it might have come out last December. I think it came out December of last year.
Yeah. Well, I remember a lot of that, like Jimmy Superfly Snuka. I remember, was it Bob Backlund or Bill Backlund?
Bob Backlund, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, him. And then that other guy, Fuji or Fiji.
Mr. Fuji, yeah.
Yeah, they must be gone, right? I know Superfly's gone.
Yeah, yeah. I think Bob Backlund's still alive.
Yeah. $1 Million Man. And I remember...
Yeah, he's still around.
Strongbow brothers. Jay Strongbow and his brothers.
I got to meet Chief Jay Strongbow, the first pro wrestler I ever met. I was at a wrestling event at the old Boston Garden with my dad, and my dad's like, come here, I know where the wrestlers walk through. And he brought me over there, and while we were there, Chief Jay Strongbow was working as an agent for the WWF at the time. And
you were allowed to bring cameras in there?
So you were never supposed to, but they didn't take them away if you did. You just couldn't use a flash camera.
Mm. And who could forget Rowdy Roddy Piper?
One of my all-time favorites.
Oh, my gosh. Me too. We were hoping he was going to, like, always be there. There was times he wasn't there, you know. I had to write these down because I knew that once I got you on the line, I was going to forget one or two. So I said, let me write these down before I call them up. And there's many, many more that I can't remember to... But if I hear the names, I'm going to know them all. Back then in the day, we watched it all the time.
So when all the other kids that I knew, all my friends were doing, like, they'd get in the mirror and they'd pretend to be Hulk Hogan and cut, like, a Hulk Hogan promo, I'd be the one in the mirror doing the Rowdy Roddy Piper promo.
Yeah. Gee, 71, though. I tend to believe that all that movement and twisting and getting banger, that must have something to do to shorten your life a little bit. It must be a slender round everywhere. And I know a lot of it. Well, you don't like to say it. I'm going to say it. A lot of it's phony, but... Who's that guy that used to make believe they cracked his head and you'd see blood coming down off his forehead, down his face? What was his name, that guy?
Oh, no, they were really bleeding. You know how they did it?
Yeah. But a lot of times, I mean, I've read a lot of stuff about them. And every now and then, come on, they must have something in their hand. They squeezed it, like, right in their head while they're fighting.
No, what they do is they take a razor, they keep a little piece of a razor blade on their finger, or some kept it in their mouth. But it's like the little corner of a razor blade. And then what they do is when they're down on the ground and nobody's looking, they slice the razor blade across their forehead.
And, come on.
This is it's called blading. This is what actually happens. And then when they get up, they tell the other guy, like, punch me in the head. And there's a certain way that they punch you in the head where they twist the knuckle of the middle finger. And that will kind of push on the cut and open it up. And then because you're already sweating from the match, the blood mixes with the sweat, so it makes it look like it's worse than it is, and so that's how it works. That's what they call blading.
Great entertainment, though, isn't it? Though you got all pumped up. You're sitting there, come on, who does this and that? I remember, and I believe I posted that one. It was Hulk Hogan trying to pick up Andre. Who does not know Andre? Come on, guy, he's the biggest guy. That I don't think anybody was heavier than him. Do you think?
Heavier? There might have been people who were heavier, but at the time they overinflated his height, but he was still pretty tall. He did suffer from gigantism. He legitimately had the disease.
You know, he gave it all he had, that's for sure. He gave it all he had.
And beyond, like if you watch the documentaries about WrestleMania 3 and you see how much pain he was in, but he still wanted Hulk Hogan to body slam him because he knew how important that was for the story and for Hulk Hogan, so...
What a guy, though. I mean, it should. And I loved roller derby and boxing. I really think boxing's the true sport. Although I'm pretty sure some of it could have been fixed once in a while. No, you don't think so. But to me, that's the real sport. Demolition derby, I loved it. Whatever happened to the roller derbies? Are they still even around anymore?
Yeah, they still have it.
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah, so, but I guess I'd have to pay for that, huh?
So
I'll go see it in person.
I'm going to be getting back in the ring in just a couple of weeks, Mary.
Really?
August 16th in Fall River at the King Philip Yacht Club. The House of Bricks Pro Wrestling, the group that I used to do the ring announcing for, they're doing a reunion show as a benefit for a young man that needs a kidney. And so I'm going to be there as the ring announcer again. But I have a long-standing feud with their heavyweight champion, the Thunder from Down Under, Michael Foster, where he's beaten me up on a number of occasions in the ring. And so I cut a promo on him that they put in the latest edition of their TV show where I told him, I said, hey, you don't have me to kick around anymore. So if he puts his hands on me, On August 16th, I'm going to fight back this time. I've always tried to be respectful and say, hey, I'm not a wrestler. You know, it's not my place to get physical. But now he wants to push me around. I'm going to push back. So we're gonna have him on. Oh, did I?
Yeah, because I haven't even turned on today.
So I got to hold you there because I got some other calls coming in.
Okay. Hey, before you, when you take other calls, make sure you slip it in and tell me why he was fighting you like that. I want to hear the story.
Okay. So I guess it's kind of my own fault because, see, he's a sneaky little weasel of a guy, and he's a nugget. There's no other way to he's a nugget. And so the kids would chant nugget at him, and so I would get them all to chant nugget at him. So maybe I was asking for a little bit, but still, that's no excuse to put your hands on me. All right, let's take some more calls. I got a break I got to take here coming up, too. So, good morning. You're next on WBSM.
I'm going to tell you something, brother.
I was hoping you would call in, Paul. Deepest condolences on the loss of the Hulkster.
The one and only, the immortal.
And,
you know, nobody's like, I was watching a little bit of what Ric Flair was on TMZ Live.
Mm-hmm.
And he was talking about there was nobody greater than Hulk Hogan. He put Hulk Hogan as the number one with Stone Cold Steve Austin, the biggest stars in WWE history. When Hulk Hogan did in the 80s, the wrestling was fluttering a little bit, and Hogan took it to the next level. And Hogan was talking to was it on TMZ? Did like an interview a while back ago,
mm-hmm.
and that WrestleMania 3, when he picked up for Andre the Giant helped him with a body slam. But the thing, you know that body slam, when he twisted Andre around to the body slam, he tore his biceps.
Yeah,
he said he tore his biceps. And he did something to his middle of his back and stuff like that. And the thing about that, it was a big deal because that catapulted him to the top of the industrial situation as far as the WWE. That put him right to the top of the chain. That's what he talked about. That was made his career launch to the atmosphere that it is today. Because there was only in Hulk Hogan in the 80s and early 90s, there was only like a couple of people that were recognized worldwide. I mean, there's people in Nigeria, Africa, any continent in the world knew who Hulk Hogan was.
There was a time the three most recognizable people, four most recognizable people on Earth were Michael Jordan, Michael Jackson, yep. Hulk Hogan, yep. and Princess Diana.
And also, I think, what's his name, the boxer?
Muhammad Ali. Yeah.
Yeah. So, that was like the Mount Rushmore of the world as far as like most recognizable people.
Mm-hmm.
Like you talked about, he couldn't go anywhere. I mean, he was 6'8". I mean, he had the mustache. I mean, with his looking like that as well, he couldn't really disguise himself that well because like some stars would put on a hat, big glasses and try to sneak in the airport like that. But his figure was so large. It was hard for him to kind of disguise through the airport.
Who else is walking around with the largest arms in the world? 24-inch pythons, brother.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he had surgery. Did he just have surgery recently, a while back?
He did, yeah. There was actually concern that he was going to die about a month or so ago. There were stories that he was on his deathbed, and then he came out and denied it. But he's not been well for a while now.
Did he have a pacemaker put in it or no?
I'm not sure.
I mean, his had just like, you know, cardiac arrest, but I know his condition wasn't that well. I mean, I know the orthopedic surgery and stuff like that, but we really didn't know about his health. I mean, when we talked with Ric Flair, was health was really, really bad compared to Hulk Hogan. But even on the interview the other day, yesterday, live, Ric Flair has a big cut over his head, Tim.
Yeah.
With stitches. You know, and his face looks like he got all beat up. I'm like, is he still wrestling?
He's not still wrestling, but he's still partying, so.
Yeah, I'm thinking, did he take a digger? He must have fell, dude. You should see his forehead, Tim. He has like 7 stitches above his eye.
Yeah,
on his forehead.
He's had some issues, but, I mean, you know, he's still, I mean, you can say that Hulk Hogan's the greatest of all time, or, you know, probably one of the biggest draws of all time, but, you know, without having the right dance partners too, that helps make it. So working with Andre, working with Roddy Piper, working with the Iron Sheik, working with the Ultimate Warrior and Macho Man, like these are all people that you know, without them you don't have a Hulk Hogan either. So
Kamala, Bundy, I mean, just that alone. But you talk about documentaries, how he was the highest paid wrestler, because even Ric Flair says the they were good friends. But the animosity, as far as jealousy is that Ric Flair didn't make the money that Hulk Hogan did. And that right. was always going up Ric Flair's butt sideways, because Ric Flair was almost at the height of his career, but he was never at that top tier Hulk Hogan was as far as money draw and the money that he was making.
Listen, Ric Flair liked to show off his money, but Hulk Hogan probably, you know, you knew Hulk Hogan had money. You know why? Because he could just rip a T-shirt and throw it away every time he talked. I wish I had that kind of money to just be able to rip all my shirts and throw them away when I'm done with them.
Yeah, and then the thing about the divorce with his wife, TMZ reports that when he was interviewing Hogan, he said there's reports that your wife took like 70%, not 50, 70. And he kind of like shook his head and with agreement. She took him to the cleaners.
Yeah, but then he sued Gawker, and he bankrupted Gawker. So
yeah,
things worked out for him.
You got $120 million settlement, but then he, I guess he settled for like what, $50 million or something?
I mean, that's still nothing to sneeze at. I got to hold you there, Paul, because I got to go to a break here.
I'll talk to you soon.
Have a good day. And didn't mean to hang up on you there, but I got to get this break in, then we'll get the news, then we'll have today's edition of the Gen X Files. Busy morning here on the show. We'll be right back.
The U.S. fertility rate is at an all-time low. Research shows the benefits of a 4-day work week and Chuck E. Cheese arrested in Florida.
From the Cottage Street Motors WBSM Newsroom, this is WBSM News.
Tensions between President Trump and Fed Chair Jerome Powell are rising again over Powell's refusal to lower interest rates. Yesterday, Trump toured the Federal Reserve Building in D.C. with Powell to take a closer look at the controversial $2.5 billion in renovations Powell signed off on. The two had an awkward exchange in front of reporters over a discrepancy in the amount of the new cost estimate. The Department of Justice suing New York City and Mayor Eric Adams over the city's migrant sanctuary policies. The lawsuit comes just days after an off-duty Border Patrol agent was shot in an Upper Manhattan park, allegedly by a suspect who was in the country illegally. He had arrest records in New York and Massachusetts. The suit claims New York's sanctuary law violates the Supremacy Clause of the Constitution, in which federal laws override state laws when there is a conflict. People don't necessarily need to rack up 10,000 steps a day to have a positive impact on health.
In fact, that number came from a 1960s marketing campaign in Japan. A new study out Wednesday in The Lancet found walking 7,000 steps can get the job done, leading to an almost 50% reduced risk of premature death from any cause, along with lower rates of heart disease, cancer, and dementia. I'm Michael Kastner.
An international study finds that a 4-day work week is linked to better mental health. The report published in Nature Human Behavior shows less burnout and better job satisfaction among workers when abbreviated work weeks are in play. Researchers conducted a six-month study involving nearly 3,000 employees at more than 140 businesses in the U.S., Canada, New Zealand, Australia, and the U.K. The study also showed workers were more effective on the job when given a four-day work week and reported better sleep and less fatigue. The CDC says U.S. fertility rates have dropped to a historic low.
The fertility rate has fallen below 1.6 children per woman. Experts note that for America to replace its population, a fertility rate of 2.1 children is required. The number of babies born in the U.S. has been declining for nearly two decades as more women delay motherhood or opt not to have children. The Trump administration has been considering providing better access to in vitro fertilization and offering financial incentives, so-called baby bonuses, to encourage childbearing. I'm Sarah Lee Kessler.
Pictures and video of Chuck E. Cheese being arrested in Florida are going viral on social media. Pictures show the pizza chain mascot in handcuffs while being led out by police as children in the background look on. Police are then seen in a video removing the head of the mascot outfit as the man stands next to the police car. Tallahassee police saying the man inside the costume was arrested on three felonies. Court records show he was charged with credit card theft, fraud, and that he has been released on bond. Marvel's First Family is looking to get off to a fantastic start at the box office this weekend. The Fantastic Four, First Steps, expected to earn about $100 million at the box office. That would be a bigger start than Marvel's last two films, Captain America, Brave New World, and Thunderbolts. Fantastic Four in theaters today. New Yorkers reacting to the death of WWE wrestling legend Hulk Hogan. Hogan won his first title at Madison Square Garden in 1985, and he was also set to open a new bar near that venue this fall.
When I was younger, I certainly watched WWF, and he was that guy.
He made the wrestling world. Like, in the 90s, he was one of the biggest figures. Like, he represented that with The Rock and, like, The Undertaker.
Others never got over scandals, including steroid use and an adult tape that was leaked. The 12-time wrestling world champion and WWE Hall of Famer died at his home in Clearwater, Florida, after suffering cardiac arrest yesterday. Hulk Hogan was 71.
WBSM Sports.
Red Sox and Dodgers getting ready for a weekend of games. First pitch tonight, 7:10. Tomorrow, 7:15. Sunday, 1:35.
Now, your ABC 6 South Coast forecast. Brought to you by C Street.
A warm, muggy day today. Sunshine, temps in the upper 80s to low 90s. Heat index making it feel like up to 100. Tonight, showers and thunderstorms. 69, mostly sunny tomorrow, less humid, dry, 85, showers for Sunday, 82. I'm Mike Roberts, WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's News Talk Station, WBSM, and get breaking news alerts and all of our content on the WBSM app. This WBSM News Update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy. Only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven.
All right, before we get into the Gen X Files for today, I got a couple of shout-outs I want to put out there. First of all, happy birthday to New Bedford City Councilor Ian Abreu, also a noted pro wrestling fan. So I hope that this is the best birthday yet, and for your birthday, my gift to you is going to be that I'm not going to let the thunder from down under push me around on August 16th. So we'll have more coming up on that, because I wouldn't be surprised if Foster doesn't try to call in before the event, but we'll have some more discussion about that, because it is a fundraiser to help a young man who needs a kidney. And then also another shout out for my buddy, Mike Casey. So we went to high school together. He was a year behind me, and he's gone on to great success. He moved out to Hollywood. He became a film director. He's had a couple of movies, Hunter's Moon. You might have seen that and some of his other films. And he's just a great guy. And so last night, I have a friend who's out in L.A. by herself. She was supposed to go with somebody else. That person bailed on her. So she had to go by herself. And she went to see a show last night at the Whiskey A Go-Go in West Hollywood. And she got into a very scary situation where someone was basically threatening to kidnap her. And she was a little bit nervous about what was going to happen when she tried to leave the venue. And so I just asked, or any of my friends in the area, and I put it out on Facebook. Mike drove an hour to go meet up with her and make sure that she got back to her place that she's staying safely. So he waited for her outside the show. And despite not having a phone charger, you know, he went out and got a phone charger to make sure that he was reachable in case anything went wrong. And they were able to meet up, and he made sure that she got back safely. So huge shout out to Mike. Just a great dude. And that's when people say, why do you champion Wareham so much? It's because that's the kind of people that that I knew from that town growing up, is good people that would do those kind of things for people. So, all right, let's get into the Gen X Files for today. Here we go.
The Gen X Files.
All right, let's take a look at some of the events that mattered most to 80s and 90s kids on this date. The Gen X Files are brought to you by McGraw's Back Porch Ice Cream in Fairhaven. Celebrity birthdays, model and Mrs. David Bowie Iman turns 70 today. Musician Thurston Moore of Sonic Youth is 67. Actress Ileana Douglas is 61. Friends star Matt LeBlanc turns 58. And actor D.B. Woodside is 56. Speaking of wrestling, professional wrestler Fergal Devitt, better known as Finn Balor, turns 44 today. On July 25th, 1965, Bob Dylan went electric at the Newport Folk Festival, performing a rock and roll set publicly for the very first time while a chorus of shouts and boos rained down on him from a dismayed audience. You can see that reenacted in the Bob Dylan movie. 1978, Louise Brown, the world's first test tube baby, which is a person born through in vitro fertilization, or IVF, was born at Oldham General Hospital in Oldham, England. Air Supply hit the top of the charts on this date with The One That You Love. And easy listening radio is never the same after that. Speaking of radio never being the same, July 25th, 1983, American heavy metal band Metallica released their debut studio album, Kill Them All. Although I don't think any tracks from that was making it onto the radio too much. But a seminal date in rock history nonetheless. On July 25th, 1985, Rock Hudson, a quintessential tall, dark, and handsome Hollywood leading man of the 1950s and 60s, who made more than 60 films during his career, announced through a press release that he was suffering from acquired immunity deficiency syndrome, better known as AIDS. With that announcement, Hudson became the first major celebrity to go public with such a diagnosis. July 25th, 1999, the Woodstock 99 Festival ended with riots, resulting in 120 people being arrested. Three people died during the three-day festival in separate incidents, and many were hospitalized after drinking polluted water.
We can go to see a show, but I'll make you pay.
In 2014, Weird Al Yankovic topped the U.S. album charts for the first time with his 14th LP, Mandatory Fun. It was the first comedy album to hit number one since Alan Sherman's My Son the Nut in 1963. That's the Gen X Files for July 25th, 2025, brought to you by McGraw's Back Porch Ice Cream in Fairhaven, home of the Porch Sampler, where all month long they're celebrating National Ice Cream Month with special days all through July. Follow them on Instagram and Facebook for more information. All right, we are going to take a break here. And then on the other side, we can talk with you, 508-996-0500. I got an app chat message that I will read to you as well. Before I go into the break, you're probably thinking to yourself, hey, I've had the summer off, but once the fall comes around, I need to make a little money. Well, one way to do that is by working for Tremblay Bus Company, because it can be a full-time gig. It can be a part-time gig. It helps you be able to work around your kid's schedule, or it just gives you a little something to do if you're a retiree or if you need an extra money second job. It's a great way to do that, earn money for yourself while helping local kids get to school. They're looking for van drivers, bus monitors. They're looking for 7D van drivers. They're looking for bus mechanics. That's all up there on the website, tbcbus.com. And if you don't have a CDL license, they're willing to train you. if you're willing to learn. So check it out, tbcbus.com, for more information for Tremblay Bus Company, tbcbus.com. All right, we will be back in a few moments. All right, we're going to go to this call in just a second, but I also got an app chat message from John regarding the caller at the end of the last hour who said that, you know, you couldn't trust a permanent legal resident to be a police officer in case they had to deal with somebody who was an illegal immigrant. And John says, so Tim, to that last caller's remarks, if the cop was a naturalized U.S. citizen, would that make a difference on which side of the law he would be if he had to encounter an illegal immigrant? I think that's a fair point. All right, let's go back to the calls, 508-996-0500. You are next on WBSM.
Good morning, Tim. I called because you're a wrestling fan. We had an interesting couple of days here. We lost Ozzy Osbourne. We lost a kid from The Cosby Show, Jamal White Warner.
Malcolm and Jamal Warner, yeah.
We lost Terry Bollea, a.k.a. Hulk Hogan.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what puzzles me is a lot of wrestlers didn't like Hulk Hogan. Now, all of a sudden, they love him. Oh, he was a great guy. And I'm wondering, is somebody paying these people to come out and say he was a great guy?
No, I just think that when someone passes away, you can put some of the issues that you had aside with them and, you know, and say nice things. Nobody wants to speak ill of the dead.
I wonder what Jesse Ventura would have to say.
I don't think Hulk Hogan dying is going to change his opinion of Hogan.
Well, I don't either. But, you know, I don't know. I mean, in our generation, he was the Bruno Sammartino of the generation before. I mean, so he is a legend, whether you like him or not. But
I think every pro wrestler today realizes.
I feel bad he died, but.
Every pro wrestler today realizes they probably wouldn't have a job today if it wasn't for Hulk Hogan, so.
Oh, yeah, he definitely set it to new heights. But with all Vincent McMahon Jr., that wrestling never would have gotten as big as it got. Well, and nobody likes him either. And he made wrestling to what it is today, even though he's kind of retired. I heard he's sickly, actually.
I mean, he's looked pretty good the times that I've seen him, but he's got a lot of legal problems hanging over his head now.
Yeah, it's unfortunate. But God bless the old days, and I hope Hulk Hogan goes to a better place. So,
maybe.
That's all I got to really say. You have a good day.
You as well. All right, I got one more break I got to get in here before the end of the hour. Let me do that. We'll be back. We can take some calls if we got enough time. We should have a few moments when we come back. And then, of course, all through the next hour as well, 508-996-0500, as well as app chat and open line voicemails on the WBSM app. Don't forget, too, today we're giving away our last pair of tickets to see Linkin Park at TD Garden. You can get enter to win at WBSM.com on the WBSM app, brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. So go ahead and enter right now. We'll pick our final winner after the show today at 9 a.m. I should have had a queued up Hank Hill saying, Chuck Mangione. Remember when he lived in the Megalomart in Arlen, Texas? That is, of course, Chuck Mangione. He passed away yesterday as well at the age of 84. Noted flugelhorn player, trumpeter, and composer. Of course, Feels So Good, probably his biggest hit. But you can't go into a store these days and not hear that playing on the Muzak system. It became an unlikely pop hit in 1978. And Mangione won 2 Grammy Awards over his 60-year career in music. But that song spent 25 weeks on the Billboard Hot 100 chart, peaking at number 4 in 1978. So I wonder, too, if they had any, if he played any part in this King of the Hill reunion that's coming up next month on Hulu. I wonder if he recorded any appearances or anything. So anyway, we got to take a break for the news coming up. On the other side, we can talk more with you, 508-996-0500. I will reread in the next hour that statement from the New Bedford Police Department regarding Officer Ta.